Did you want to try calling the fake Chris Young just to see? Or
I like the idea.
Let's try it, and you got some backup, right? If this fails, because it's probably going to fail. I don't know if I... Do we still have this prepped that we had yesterday, guys? Blake and Mino, we were going to dial. So, and I have time to help you get the number, because just to reset, Chris Young, new GM of the Rangers. You know, I actually have a history with Chris Young when he was here with the Rangers 20 years ago as a pitcher. We had a fairly good relationship with him, had him on a few times, and had decided we're going to do a weekly show this year. And I learned he was traded and called him to say how bummed out I was and to just talk about, you know, too bad we didn't get to do our weekly show and, well, good luck in San Diego. And I think when I called him, so this is 99 or 2000 or 2001, somewhere early, almost 20 years ago, I informed him he was traded. He didn't know.
There was no social media for him to have learned from.
Oh, no.
He had not heard that he had been traded, and I think was pretty perturbed by that whole thing, because I think he had been told that he wouldn't be traded. There were rumors about it, and he had just signed a pretty good deal with the Rangers, because he was also drafted by the Sacramento Kings, so they were offering him a deal that started in the millions of dollars, at least $1 million, I think, over the time, and he worked that into a pretty good deal with the Rangers, and then got traded, and anyway, so...
And he's from here and everything, so he was probably psyched to be able to play here.
So I had his number, and then we've had him on throughout the years, and I had a couple numbers of his. So he must have moved and got a new number or whatever. So both of those numbers texted me back when I was trying to set him up for an interview this weekend. Say, hey, welcome back to town and blah, blah, blah. One of the people with Chris Young in my phone, you know, I texted it's your old friend from the ticket. Would you like to do an interview this week? The first person said, sorry, wrong number. I said, thanks for letting me know. This person said, it's been happening for the last eight years or so. I hope you connect with him. The next person, same text to him. He said, sorry, wrong number. And then in his reply or her reply said, you're welcome, but if you end up needing an interview, just let me know.
Love the audacity.
So I was thinking, should we call the one that says, hey, this has happened to me for 8 years?
Just to learn what
to
it's
hear
like
who
to get
has,
a...
what general manager, who has, maybe we should do that too, but I sent them the other one. If you want an interview, let me know. Let's call him.
Perfect.
Let's call Chris Young.
Do you think it would be cool to end up with a somewhat person of note's phone number or a beating?
A beating.
Because, like, famous people change their phone numbers all the time.
I think it'd be cool. You'd find out so many exciting things.
Girls.
You would have to think that's...
My phone is so boring.
I don't think Chris Young's that
no,
kind
no,
of guy.
But...
Hello, it's Ken.
Hey, Ken, my name is Dan McDowell. I'm calling you from a radio station in Dallas. The Ticket in Dallas. And I'm calling you on the air right now, as a matter of fact. Because I texted you the other day,
you
said, if I texted you and said I'm looking for a radio interview, and you said,
I did.
You said if you end up needing an interview, just let me know. And, well, here we are, live on the air in Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hello. How we doing?
Hey, Ken.
Hello.
I'm Julie, the CEO. Nice to meet you.
Hello, everybody. Well, what are we talking about?
Well,
we're interviewing you.
Yeah,
so.
we're interviewing you. You're Ken.
I am. I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. In my phone, you're listed as Chris Young.
I know. I don't know. That's the first time that ever came through like that. So I'm not really sure, because I've had this number for a long, long time.
Interesting.
So I'm not sure where that happened or how that happened.
How long have you had to guess, Ken?
Had the number, the phone number?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. I would say I mean, I don't remember having another, ever since I got a cell when we came in here in Nashville, and we've been in Nashville 20 years. So
this says Chris Young
a long time.
Knew 2007.
Yeah. Well,
you're saying you've had this phone number since 2007, and I somehow...
I would say definitely since 2007. Sure.
I've done a misprint in my phone.
Or Chris Young gave you a fake new number.
Ooh.
That's why.
So my first question is, do you actually know Chris Young, and who is Chris Young? That's the big mystery for me right now.
Well, Chris Young is the new general manager of the Texas Rangers. He was a major league pitcher for about a decade, and I knew him 20 years ago. and he just got hired, and I thought, oh, I'll text him, get him on our show. And
then we got Ken.
Yeah, we ended up with
Ken. You got stuck with Ken.
Yeah, they're in Nashville. Where, hey, I'm kind of a Browns fan too. Tough loss the other day.
Well, here's the thing, though. I am a Browns fan because I was actually born in Berea, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland. So I am a diehard, long time. Because once you get born in Ohio in that area, it's in your blood. My family moved around a little bit, but. Yeah, I was actually very happy with that and with the Browns here because since I'm 62 years of age now, I have been a long-suffering Browns fan ever since, you know, Modell moved the franchise to Baltimore, and we've been kind of waiting and biding our time. But
let me tell you something,
Ken.
We're
very excited about it.
Let me tell you a little something.
Okay.
I grew up in Westlake, Ohio. Guess what hospital I was born at?
Berea's.
The Berea Hospital.
Wow.
Look at you two.
Best friends.
Yeah. Besties.
You and me as well. Yeah.
It's on my birth certificate.
Ken, you were born there too?
I was.
The Berea Hospital.
This is amazing.
I sure was.
We're like LeBron and who is
Steph Curry?
Steph Curry, yeah. He was born in the same hospital as Steph Curry. Have you heard of LeBron?
I have heard of him. In fact, I am a huge LeBron fan.
Have you heard of Clay? Have you heard of Clay Travis? He's a sports talker in Nashville.
I have not.
Okay,
I've not heard of Clay.
Well, that's good.
Mm-mm.
You don't need to know Clay Travis. We're the only sports people you need to know.
Okay.
And
I'm more of a LeBron fan right now in Lakers than I am Cleveland because we did move from Berea in the sixth grade, and that was right before. The Cavs became in Cleveland. We did not have a NBA franchise. We started out with the Cincinnati Royals in the Big O, and I was a huge fan of his. And then when he went, and then my NBA affinities are usually more directed toward the personality.
Okay.
I did play high school and small college basketball. I coached basketball, high school and college for 23 years. It's my former life, I say. It's been about 14, 15 years now.
Okay. Well, you know, we were looking to set up Chris Young maybe as a weekly guest this year. Maybe we'll just have Ken. We'll just
hang zone with Ken.
I just can't tell you too much about the Rangers. That's the only thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
neither can we.
Yeah, we're just interested in your
coaching. Can we?
All right, man. Well, hey, great to meet you. Thanks for being on our radio show and fulfilling the promise that you gave me via text the other day.
Get a liner.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you need me in the future, just give me a buzz. I'll be here. This is my phone number. You got it now.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that so much, but I would
maybe.
Say...
Maybe. Don't rule it out. You were born in the same hospital.
I know. I just don't want to give unfair expectations to Ken. He and I are... we feel like brothers.
Yeah.
I feel like we could be brothers.
If you could at least make this commitment to me... If the Browns or Indians ever win the World Series, you'll definitely give me a call.
Okay.
How about that? I mean, if the Browns ever win the Super Bowl, any of them win the World Series, whoever come that, you know, get to that point, you know, then
I will
then
think on
have
that.
To give me a
Ken,
call.
I'm overruling him. Write it down. We'll be giving you. Check with Ken.
51-49, I'll say yes. But would you give us what we call a wacky radio liner? We would like you to. Identify yourself. So say, I'm Ken, the guy with Chris Young's old cell phone number, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the Ticket. Can you say that for us?
I can remember all that. I am Ken with Chris Young's old phone number, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
Look at that.
He's a pro.
That's
he nailed
they call
it the first time.
One take ten.
We might be brothers. My mom was well known.
Dear, okay.
There, so
we don't need to get into that.
All right, Ken. Yeah. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, go Browns.
Okay, that's right. Go Browns. Yeah.
Take the Indians with you. All right, there's Ken. Ken from Nashville.
Ken was great.
That guy's awesome.
Who may or may not have had Chris Young's number. We just don't have time to call the other one.
Not today, but
not today. But
there's always another 12-10 to sort this out.
A lot of shows are left. Maybe, in fact, we'll actually get the Chris Young, like the real Chris Young. But we'll
not with him giving you fake numbers. But
man,
we'll work on that.
That's really a harsh thing.